Australia's major companies are feeling the pandemic's economic pinch. In what could be the first of some horror bank announcements, the ANZ has revealed a huge hit to its profit as customers fail to pay their debts on time. The bank says its cash profit has fallen by 42% to $3.7 billion. The coronavirus recession and rectifying mistakes exposed by the Banking Royal Commission are wiping billions of dollars off the bank's bottom line. But in what could be perceived as a public relations move, the bank has also chosen today to announce plans to shun customers who don't actively try to reduce their carbon emissions. Business reporter David Taylor joined me for some analysis. DT, good afternoon. All of the major banks are offering customers affected by the pandemic a lifeline. Does ANZ's result today point to how many households are really struggling to pay off their debts at the moment?
Well, look, Sally, that's what everyone wants to know, isn't it? And it does. In a statement, the bank says of its 1 million mortgages, it's deferred repayments for around 95,000 customers, so close to 100,000 customers. Now, more than half of those home loan borrowers, so roughly 55,000, they've said they're good to pay back their loan, or at least they've told the ANZ that, you know, we know where we're at and we know what we can afford. But Sal, in total, roughly 80% of borrowers say they're basically okay. But 20% have actually asked for another extension of their deferral, and the remaining proportion have actually restructured their loan or sought actual, you know, additional support from the bank. Brett LeMessurier is a banking analyst with Velocity Trade. I asked him about the significance of ANZ's bad debts.
Well, the loan deferrals will be stopping, I would imagine, next year sometime. And that will probably be in the first half of the year. The banks cannot let people defer their loans forever. It makes no sense. They actually need to work out whether they can ultimately service the debt or whether they actually need to sell the house, repay the debt, and move into a cheaper house, basically, or in the case of small business, whether they need to write off the loan and the business is closed.
With 20% of the loans being deferred for a second time, how much will the banks be hurt by that if those loans end up simply being defaulted on completely? Are you expecting that?
So ANZ are implicitly implying in their announcement today that they expect about 4% of their loan deferrals to result in losses. Now, that's spread across $30 billion of home loans and $10 billion of business loans. So there may be different contributions from those two categories. It may well be that the loss rate or the proportion of loans that are not recovered from small business is much higher.
That's banking analyst Brett LeMessurier. And David, the ANZ's indicated a particularly strong position on tackling climate change this morning. But was the announcement a bit of a decoy given the terrible profit result?
Sally, look, the timing is curious to say the least. The ANZ is imposing low carbon deadlines for agriculture, food and beverage, building, energy, which includes coal and gas, and transport sectors. So it's a huge spectrum there. And it's part of its support for the Paris Agreement goal of net zero emissions by 2050. Now, under the bank's 10-year strategy, ANZ has said, quote, "We're moving away from working with customers that don't have clear and public transition plans." Now, the Agriculture Minister, David Littleproud, has hit back at the bank, calling its plans pure insanity. And that's, of course, because of the potentially harsh restrictions that are going to apply, or in fact, removing money from the agricultural sector. That's why he's upset. But there is some logic to this, Sal. Investors can see the value of being generated at the moment by cleaner energy, and they don't want to miss out on returns. And the ANZ can see that. We're already seeing that in superannuation funds as well. The ANZ is also trying, Sal, to get the first mover advantage with the other banks and trying to get ahead of them in this respect.
And just finally today, the share market is heavily down today. What's behind the big fall?
Look, a lot of it's volatility, and I think we can expect to see more of it later this week and into next week as the US election approaches. But look, 12 US states set new records for hospitalised COVID-19 patients on Tuesday. So a new wave of the pandemic is alive and well. Germany's also announced significant shutdown plans for a month, and France prepares for even tighter controls. So clearly, The markets are not liking the huge surge in COVID cases across Europe, and that's going to damage global economic growth. And there are fears, of course, that will flow through the entire world, including Australia. And of course, the US election, there's a lot of uncertainty around that, Sal, and it is fraying investors' nerves, to say the least.
That's our business reporter, David Taylor.